There's been a lot of talk of new sports venues in the New York area, but the first new arena to actually open its doors will be in Newark, New Jersey, later this month. The 18,000-seat multi-use Prudential Center will be the official home of the New Jersey Devils ice hockey team. The center has gotten a lot of buzz as a crucial part of the long-awaited downtown renaissance for Newark, but some of the city's longtime residents, they say they have a deep concern that the arena was not built with them in mind. WNYC's Jenna Flanagan has more on this story.
If you step out of Newark's Penn Station and head west through the urban canyon of office towers and low-rise municipal brick buildings, you can just make out a glass cylinder. That's one of the staircases of the Prudential Center. And for Rutgers professor Clement Price, who's been living and teaching African American history in Newark for almost 40 years, it's a welcome sight.
Downtown development is absolutely essential to creating a local level of respectability. I mean, cities really are measured by the dynamism of their downtown.
The flashy new building is right in the heart of Newark's downtown. Since construction workers broke ground in 2005, everyone is hoping the $375 million arena will encourage evening foot traffic to the many retail stores, fast food restaurants, and street vendors that line Broad Street.
Hiya, how many are you?
Three.
Hobby's Deli, a downtown institution for over 90 years, is currently owned by Michael and Mark Brummer. Michael says he hopes the arena will revive the nightlife his father enjoyed when he ran the deli.
Back in the early 60s, this place used to be open until 1, 2 in the morning, 3 o'clock on Fridays and Saturdays. We presently close at 4:30, and when the arena opens in October, we plan on staying open until 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Much of the city closes down during the evening rush as the office towers empty out and commuters and their wallets head back to the suburbs. Once a residential city of 500,000, the city lost roughly half its population after the civil unrest of 1967. But for people who stayed because they didn't want to or couldn't afford to leave, the urban blight of the following decades came to define many of their lives. Dorna Alexander was raised in Newark in the 80s and 90s and doesn't understand why her city was chosen for the Devil's Arena.
Come on, I mean, honestly, don't none of us play hockey. I know they're going to be having concerts there, but the concerts going to be out of our range, where so we can't buy tickets. You know what I'm saying? So come on, who's you really putting that stadium here for? Not us. I know it's not for me because I can't afford it.
If the Stanley Cup winning hockey team seems to hold little interest to many of the city's predominantly African American residents, then the arena's christening act probably won't either. New Jersey's Grammy-winning pop metal band Bon Jovi is playing 10 dates at the Prudential Center, with tickets selling at roughly $100 a pop. But the city's relentlessly positive mayor, Cory Booker, insists the Prudential Center is part of the Newark he wants to rebuild. And he says it will include everybody.
And now we can confidently say that there'll be over 1,700 guaranteed jobs for Newark residents, full and part-time jobs, that are going to come to the city of Newark. We can make sure that when you go into the arena, the restaurants you see and others will be restaurants that are come from our community, many of them. So this is what real success is, not just having Bon Jovi or Prince or the Devils play, but how much of an economic engine for our own residents can we create.
But skepticism among locals isn't misplaced. The Prudential Center sits in the footprint of the failed Renaissance Mall. Professor Price says this failure, one in a litany of many disappointments, meant city residents were left to embrace the virtually abandoned city as their own.
Given the fact that Newark for so many years was against the ropes, was not a illustrious city, was viewed very, very negatively. Now that the city seems to be turning some very important corners, there may be kind of a homebred cynicism about who's going to benefit from all of that.
Benefit indeed. Newark is attempting to strike a delicate balance between the city it wants to be and the city it is. And nowhere is that more evident than in the changes in housing. New townhouse-style condos are being erected all around the downtown area. At the same time, high-density projects are being torn down. Five separate institutions of higher learning are flourishing with dorms packed to capacity, while the city's central school district remains under state control. Newark is a young city where the median age is 32 years old and 19% of the city lives below the poverty level. Residents like Dorna Alexander, Larry Johnson, and a gentleman who goes by the moniker Biggs wonder why city officials have put so many resources into new projects when they see a city festering from within.
And they saw about they don't have no funding for schools and all that other stuff, but you got funding for houses that ain't nobody gonna live in. Where is you in the black community?
As the number one, as the gangs.
Yeah.
See, we were showing love. If you ain't getting it home, you ain't gotta go outside. You go to the youth center. But now they ain't got no youth centers. They ain't showing love home, so you gotta go to the street now. That's the only option they look like they have, so.
There's nothing to do. It's nothing to do. What's to do? The only excitement around here is when somebody get killed. That's the only excitement around here. Yeah, that's Newark.
Sadly, the community was brought together in outrage over the shooting deaths of three Newark-raised college students earlier this summer. Images were broadcast around the world of a city hardened by violence, weeping and praying that this shooting was the last straw. So the opening of the Prudential Center arrives at an important moment. Professor Price says the New Jersey Performing Arts Center was met with similar skepticism in 1997, and yet it has become an important civic center for Newark residents and those who are just passing through.
NJPAC is not simply a venue for highbrow art. I mean, I've seen Ray Charles at NJPAC. I've seen jazz at NJPAC. I've seen the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra at NJPAC, and I've seen classical ballet at NJPAC. In other words, what the arena will have to do is take full recognition of location, location, location. This is a predominantly black city, and it's going to have to reach out and acknowledge that fact alone.
For now, Newark is doing everything it can to make the October 25th opening a success. Broken and uneven sidewalks have been re-poured. New benches and streetlights have been added, and crosswalks have been repainted and crossing signals extended to make the streets more pedestrian-friendly. For those who are worried a hockey arena won't play well in a predominantly black city, the Devils have only 41 home games, so when they're not there, the Prudential Center will cover the ice with insulation and set up an indoor soccer field or hardwood floor for Seton Hall's men's basketball team, and of course a stage for a bevy of concert events. Now that it's built, the question is, will they come? For WNYC, I'm Jenna Flanagan.